It's been about 2.5 years since stalled labor negotiations created major congestion on the West Coast ports. But red meat exporters remember that time all too well. That's why a 3-year labor contract extension announced on Friday comes as very good news for the U.S. beef, pork, and lamb industries. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Philip Tsang has more details in this USMEF report.
Well, I think it's not only good news for exporters, but it's very big news for the importers that we deal with around the world, especially in Asia and North Asia. The last time this happened a few years ago, it took us almost a year to recover from this because it calls into question our reliability. And I think, as everyone knows, we face plenty of headwinds these days, and this is just one deal that we don't want to have to contend with at this point in time. So it's encouraging news that this contract is solidified.
Tsang explains why the port congestion in 2014 and 2015 was especially problematic for exporters shipping chilled beef and pork to Asian markets.
Well, it's critical because by the time you take a chilled product from a Midwest plant, you get it to the West Coast, then get it loaded on the water, and then by the time it clears customs, if it's pork, for example, that has a little shorter shelf life than beef, this is huge as far as its impact because it can only probably be in commerce 20 days at max. And then it's going to run out of shelf life. So if you're a retailer in these markets, especially Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, any of these markets, anything that would prolong this and delay this would be catastrophic for us because there's this big backup of product that's in the United States that wants to go. There's product that's been chilled that's going to have to be frozen. And, of course, all this costs dollars. So the fact that the industry, what we're always trying to do is see how we can reduce costs to be more competitive. So anything like this, like I say, that would add to our costs is debilitating in the competitive world that we live in.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.